USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Police in Buffalo, New York are investigating a mass shooting that took place at a Tops Market. In a tweet, officials wrote that several people have been hit by gunfire and that the shooter is in custody. New York Governor Kathy Hochul says she is closely monitoring the situation and have offered assistance to local officials. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell visited Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. He and a delegation of Republican senators now joined the list of American leaders who have made the pilgrimage to show support for Ukraine, joining First Lady Joe Biden and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi weeks earlier. Back in the States, the Senate is working to pass a $40 billion emergency military and humanitarian aid package for the country. The Dow, NASDAQ, and S&P 500 closed higher on Friday, despite another losing week on Wall Street overall. This is USA Radio News.
Hey everyone, this is Mike.
And this is Brian with Fellowship Home Loans. For years now, we've helped thousands of families live the dream of home ownership, and it's always great to hear from them.
I would highly recommend this company because they are quick and very easy to work with, did a really good job, and saved me a lot of money in the process.
At Fellowship Home Loans, we don't have clients. We have friends and family.
They were amazing. They are unbelievable. And I think they're just not going to do what they did for me. I think they will do it for anybody. They will just go beyond just to help you.
If we can help you, give us a call at 800-535-2779, 800-535-2779, or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com.
We are here to help. No pressure guaranteed. 800-535-2779.
I would say Fellowship is the way to go.
Welcome home.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
Game 6 in the NBA Eastern Conference Finals in Milwaukee ended with 20 people hurt in two separate shootings near the Entertainment District where the game took place. The first shooting involved three victims. A man is in custody for that one. 17 more people were injured in a second shooting 2 hours later. 10 people were taken into custody. 9 guns have been recovered. No word on if the shootings are related. Lawsuits brought by the families of the Sandy Hook school shootings against conspiracy theorist Alex Jones appear ready to proceed. Companies owned by Jones, who had called the 2012 shooting a hoax, filed for bankruptcy a week before a Texas jury was to begin deciding how much Jones should pay the families. It also delayed a lawsuit filed in Connecticut. Lawyers in the bankruptcy case say the families will be removed as creditors. A hearing on whether the bankruptcy should move forward is scheduled to be heard later this month. Jones has since said that he believes that the shootings did in fact occur. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke,
Fort Laramie,
have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
A former nurse in the Mid-South has learned her punishment for what turned out to be a fatal mistake.
A former Tennessee nurse who accidentally killed a patient by giving them the wrong drug will not go to prison. A Nashville judge on Friday sentenced Redonda Vaught to 3 years of supervised probation. Vaught could have received up to 8 years in prison. While working at Vanderbilt University Medical Center in 2017, Vaught gave a 75-year-old woman a fatal dose of the wrong medication. She says her mistake haunts her every day.
Every time I see a Vanderbilt logo in Nashville around town, I think about her. I see a person wearing scrubs, and I think about her. I go to check my mail, and I think about her.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A bill that would have subjected Louisiana women to murder charges for having abortions was pulled abruptly. It happened as members of the State House voted to totally revamp the legislation by removing the criminal penalties. State Representative Danny McCormick, a Republican, he was criticized from even stalwart abortion opponents, and Democratic Governor John Bel Edwards, who is a devout anti-abortion Catholic, who said that he would have vetoed the bill. Edwards added that prosecuting women for abortion is, quote, absurd. Take us with you wherever you go. Listen online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.